James River Public Transit, Rider's Guide. The mission of James River Public Transit is to provide safe, affordable transportation to the general public. If you need to contact us, you can do so at 252-2882 to request additional information or to file additional information or to file a complaint. Purpose for the Rider's Guide. James River Public Transit is pleased to serve the city of Jamestown and surrounding area of Stutzman County. We operate a demand response, dial-a-ride public transit system. Our passengers are the most important part of our transit system, and keeping them safe is our number one goal. This booklet provides a reference to rider responsibilities when using our transit services. The following policies serve as a guide in making decisions that affect passenger responsibility and safety. All policies will be enforced in a consistent, fair manner. If you feel you've been treated unfairly, an appeals process and telephone comment number are included in this booklet. Packages. James River Public Transit will assist with up to 5 packages. These packages/bags must be able to be carried on and off the vehicle and may occupy no more than one seat. There is a 5-bag limit per person, so plan your shopping accordingly. Time and space do not permit more than this limit. No items on floor of the bus. All items must be secured for safety purposes. Courtesy of the James River Public Transit System. Public transit is a very busy bus van service. Respect for rider, driver, dispatcher is a must and a courtesy. Driver will meet you and greet you upon entry to the bus. Driver will collect your fare. Please have correct change, cash, check, or a bus ticket, as drivers have limited dollars. Charge accounts based on approval from the Director of Public Transit. Driver will wait as you choose a seat and secure your seat belt. Bus will then proceed. Seat belt is mandatory by all riders and drivers. Driver's priority is to provide safe, affordable transportation to all riders. Passengers must not keep bus or the driver waiting for more than 3 minutes. After 3-minute wait, past the scheduled time, the bus will move on. This rider's guide has been reviewed and approved by the James River Executive Director and the James River Governing Board March of 2018. Service hours. Hours of service for James River Public Transit are Monday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. with last call for a ride at 4:45 p.m. Tuesday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. with last call for ride at 4:45 p.m. Wednesday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., last call for ride, 4:45 p.m. Thursday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., last call for ride, 4:45. Friday, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., last call for ride, 6:30 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., last call for ride, 5:30 p.m. Sunday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., last call for ride is at 12 p.m. Holidays in which service may be limited or suspended include New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, President's Day, Memorial Day, Independence Day, Labor Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving Day, and Christmas Day and Christmas Eve. Service hours and holiday schedule are subject to change. Updates or changes will be posted in each vehicle. Scheduling rides within the Jamestown city limits. When booking your rides, call James River Public Transit Dispatch at 701-252-7888. Dispatch is available Monday through Thursday from 7:30 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. Dispatch is available on Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Dispatch is available Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And dispatch is available on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. When scheduling your ride, please provide dispatcher with your first and last name, your pickup time, number of passengers, and your destination. James River Public Transit requires your pickup time to be a half an hour before your appointment. For example, if you have an appointment at 10 a.m., then schedule your pickup time for 9:30 a.m. to allow bus travel time. Please do not schedule your rides more than 30 days in advance. Passengers who require a regular ride, work, therapy, school, etc., may schedule with dispatch a standing reservation on a month-to-month basis, but it's up to the rider to notify dispatch of any changes or cancellations that standing schedule may have. If you are calling to arrange a ride and have never used the transit system, you will need to provide full name, address, and phone number before the ride can be provided. Please note, if you need to schedule a ride or make changes to an existing ride, you must contact dispatch. Scheduling rides in Stutsman County. James River Public Transit provides transportation to all of Stutsman County. Fares vary according to pickup and destination locations. Please call dispatch at 701-252-7888 for more information on county travel. Scheduling out of Stutsman County rides. James River Public Transit travels to Bismarck every first and third Tuesday. Buses or vans leave Jamestown around 8 a.m. and Bismarck by 2 p.m. James River Public Transit travels to Fargo every Wednesday of the month. Buses or vans leave Jamestown around 8 a.m. and Fargo around 3 p.m. Round trip fare is $35 cash or check. One-way fare is $17.50 cash or check. Schedule your appointments between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. You must schedule at least 24 hours in advance for an out-of-county ride. Medicaid recipients. James River Public Transit is a Medicaid provider. Rider will need to verify travel expenses will be covered by Medicaid before ride is scheduled. Rider must call county eligibility worker to get permission to travel for medical purposes. A Medicaid form will be given to the rider and must be signed by Medicaid provider that was used. If a rider does not provide a signed Medicaid form to the driver, standard fare will apply. If you are a North Dakota Medicaid recipient, you must contact your eligibility worker for permission to seek out-of-town medical services. If you are approved to travel, and after the fact North Dakota Medicaid will not cover your travel cost, you will be billed for the ride. All out-of-county rides must be scheduled 48 hours in advance. Riders going out-of-county will be based on demand for service and conditions beyond James River Public Transit's control, such as inclement weather conditions. Please call dispatch at 701-252-7888 to confirm your trip one day prior to your date to travel. Lift capabilities and services. James River Public Transit vehicles are equipped with lifts and are for use by anyone. In accordance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, a wheelchair cannot exceed 30 inches wide by 40 inches and cannot weigh more than 600 pounds when occupied. Transportation cannot be provided for wheelchairs that do not meet this criteria. Training on how to board and disembark a vehicle with a mobility device will be provided on an as-needed basis. Please call 252-2882 to schedule training prior to your ride. The bus, van, and all equipment are to be operated by trained staff only. For safety reasons, passengers or escorts are not allowed to assist with operating lifts or any other operating functions of the transit vehicle. Seatbelt and riding policy. All passengers are required to wear a seatbelt. Passengers who refuse to wear a seatbelt may be denied service. This is for the passenger's safety. Passengers must wait for the bus to come to a complete stop before leaving their seat. Passengers must also remain seated with their seatbelt on at all times while the bus is in motion and be prepared. Pickup or arrival times. James River Public Transit makes every effort to arrive as close to the scheduled pickup time as possible. Due to demand for service, arrival times can vary. A 20-minute window has been established for the benefit of all riders. If the bus arrives early, please be waiting and ready to ride so James River Public Transit can stay on schedule for all of our passengers. All passengers should anticipate arrival up to 10 minutes before or 10 minutes after their scheduled pickup time. Example, if you schedule a 9 a.m. pickup, the bus may arrive as early as 8:50 or as late as 9:10. Be prepared to leave at any time within the 20-minute window and schedule your rides accordingly. This courtesy will keep the bus on schedule. 3-minute rule. When driver arrives, he or she will wait for 3 minutes after scheduled time. After 3 minutes, the bus will move on. The rider will be flagged as a no-show. We have this 3-minute rule to keep our buses on schedule. Escorts or guests. An escort is a person who is directly involved in assisting the passenger and can ride for free of charge. Any person other than an escort who is riding with the passenger is considered a guest and will be required to pay the regular fare. Escorts are mandatory for out-of-town transportation for anyone requiring assistance with mobility, meals, or other personal or medical needs. This includes, but is not limited to, nursing home and assisted living residents. The escort must be picked up from the same location as the passenger and returned to the same location as the passenger. The escort will be charged a regular fare for any additional stops if requested. Our drivers are unable to assist passengers with transfers, stairs, etc. Because of this, we encourage passengers who need assistance to use an escort. Counseling of rides. Passengers who are counseling their ride should call in at least an hour prior to their scheduled pickup time. No-shows will be charged for return pickup. If there are repeated no-shows due to passenger not counseling rides, charges will be applied before your next ride. If no-shows continue, refusal of service may apply. Return trips. For return rides, passengers may schedule a specific pickup time or a will-call trip may be set up. A scheduled pickup requires the passenger to be ready at the set time. If passenger is not ready, return by James River Public Transit would result in a no-show. Returning for a no-show will result in a charge. Will-call rides require the passenger to call dispatch for their return ride. Will-call rides will be subject to wait time per service demand. We make every effort to pick up our will-call passengers in a timely manner. Door-to-door. James River Public Transit provides door-to-door service. The following explains the definition and the intent of this policy. Private homes. Our drivers are instructed not to enter past the first door of a private home for any reason. Apartment building. Drivers' schedules do not permit them to enter a building to look for passengers who have scheduled a ride. Rider must be watching for the bus. Business, medical facility, or public building, where a rider cannot see the bus. When picking up passengers, driver may go to the lobby. Driver cannot go past the lobby to drop off or pick up passengers. Food and drink. There is no eating on James River Public Transit vehicles. Drinks can be transported, but must have a tightly secured lid. This is a safety policy to avoid slips and falls. Rider work schedule. If you have a work schedule and want to be put on the master schedule for daily work rides, please ask your driver for a monthly work schedule calendar. Fill out your work calendar, return it back to your driver. On your work calendar, specify pickup time, not work time. Driver will get your schedule to the main office. If you wish to speak directly to dispatch regarding your work rides, call 701-252-7888. Wheelchairs. Wheelchairs must be equipped with footrests. Ramps must be provided at your place of residence if riders use a wheelchair. Drivers will not lift riders up or down steps in their wheelchairs. We will accept only mobility devices that can be safely boarded, secured, and transported. Such devices must fit on lift platform and clear the lift entry into the bus. They must be securable by the tie-down system. General guidelines. No firearms or weapons will be allowed on the bus. No bikes, household furniture, or appliances will be allowed on the bus. James River Public Transit does not provide errand service. Please do not ask the driver to do your shopping, run errands, or do banking needs for you. No use of tobacco, alcohol, or prohibited drugs on James River Public Transit. Medical emergencies. James River Public Transit is not an ambulance. If you require emergency medical attention, call 911. If a medical emergency occurs while James River Public Transit is transporting a passenger, the driver will contact dispatch and medical personnel may be notified. If you have a medical condition you feel James River Public Transit should be aware of, let dispatch know prior to scheduling services. Vehicle backing policy. James River Public Transit drivers have been instructed to avoid backing up transit vehicles. Due to this policy, drivers will not pull into residential driveways or put themselves in a position that would require backing up. Fares. Riders have the option of buying bus tickets, paying cash, or writing a check. No credit cards are accepted. Each passenger is required to pay $2.50 fare for each one-way ride in city limits. Fare is due upon entering the bus. If a rider does not have fare, ride will not be provided. For out-of-town fares, contact dispatch at 701-252-7888. Tickets may be purchased from the drivers or at dispatch office located at 419 5th Street Northeast. Buy 10 tickets, get the 11th ticket free. Fare structure is subject to change as necessary. Refusal of service. James River Public Transit reserves the right to refuse service to any passengers who is intoxicated or belligerent towards the driver or other passengers, poses a safety or health threat to themselves or others, has unreasonable personal hygiene, open exposed wounds, or a highly contagious disease, transports pets without a designated carrier other than a service animal. Transportation of pets must be discussed with dispatch at the time the ride is scheduled and approved by the transit director. Weather. Weather-related access to private homes. For your safety and the safety of the James River Public Transit staff, it is your responsibility to ensure sidewalks and driveways are accessible. Driver cannot provide door-to-door service if your sidewalk and driveway are not maintained in a safe manner. James River Public Transit staff will make every effort to provide service whenever scheduled. In the event of extreme weather conditions existing, making travel unsafe, James River Public Transit reserves the right to suspend service until conditions are favorable. If service is temporarily suspended, all rides regardless of trip purposes will be canceled. Announcements will be made to local media by the Director of Public Transit. Listen to KQDJ AM 1400 radio, KSJB AM 600 radio, cable services, and Channel 2 Dactel. If streets become icy, allow time to travel. Watch your step at all times, wear your seatbelt, and wear appropriate clothing. Passengers and care providers are responsible for ensuring that passengers are dressed properly for their ride. Drivers will not assist passengers with their clothing. Severe weather guidelines. Severe weather may affect James River Public Transit services. The buses will run slower to be safe in adverse weather. The following service changes may occur at any time hazardous road conditions exist. Time pickup intervals may increase. Non-essential trips may not be provided. Bus service on less traveled streets, especially those not plowed, may not be provided. Absolutely no alley travel will be allowed. In cases of severe weather changes, passengers on buses will be taken home immediately or to the nearest shelter as deemed necessary. Assess your needs to travel and call to reschedule as needed. All weather-related decisions to shut down the transit system will be made by the Director of Public Transit. Decision to shut down due to weather is for the safety of all. Donations. James River Senior Citizens www.jamesriverpublictransit.org/JamesRiverPublicTransit is a nonprofit organization. All donations are appreciated and can be made in person or by mail. Your donations to support the transit system through memorials, estate planning, etc., are forever humbly appreciated and accepted. Appeals process. If you think you've been discriminated against by the James River Public Transit System, a written appeals process can be initiated by writing to James River Senior Citizens, Inc., P.O. Box 1092, Jamestown, North Dakota, 58402. Appeals may be also presented in person at the above address. Please call the office in advance if a special accommodations or requirements are needed. Contact James River Public Transit for any assistance at 701-252-2882. James River